This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Improving cow comfort intelligently. That's our focus on this Wellness Wednesday with first-time guest Joe Borgerdine from Genesis Energy Systems. He's here today to tell us about the only system of its kind on the market, the Livestock Comfort System, a complete plug-and-play power and control system.
We've developed a system to intelligently ventilate the barn rather than just automating the barn ventilation.
Intelligently, that's a key word there. How do you do that?
The system actually adapts to inside and outside variables, including wind speed, wind pressure, direction, negative and positive pressure inside the barn, as well as negative and positive pressure on the fan side of the barn, as well as wind speed that can react pressure-operated curtains to make sure that the inlets of your barn are actually accommodating to what is happening outside versus just a temperature variable. So it's always looking for the peak optimization and the proper operating curve to maximize both efficiency and the volume of air going through the facility.
That seems to be the key there, the volume. The wintertime, it gets pretty cold, and too much air, that can be an issue.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, as well as being able to react to the wind conditions. One of the biggest factors that affects a lot of variable speed fans in particular is the wind that comes at the fan. Too much outside pressure with a slower spinning fan blade can actually close the louvers and freeze up the fans. So being able to intelligently see that pressure and accommodate based on the diameter of the fan, the speed of the fan, and how it reacts to pressures is crucial to make sure that that fan operates in its optimal range.
You're talking about how it intelligently detects that. It doesn't matter what kind of fan you have. Huh? You can have an old fan, I suppose.
Absolutely. That's actually one of the best parts. The system actually adapts to the system that you have. The first turn of the switch, the system actually reads everything that you are operating on that system, and it optimizes both the electrical efficiency curve out to that fan, as well as understanding how to keep it in check to make sure that your older motors are all of a sudden inverter capable and last.
So you started this as an electrician out of your garage. I hear about these Google guys, or YouTube guys, they started the same thing out of their garage too. But now you're, what, in 50 states?
Yes, actually 50 states and up in Canada currently, and there's a lot of overseas interest right now. My brother and I, actually our dad was an electrician, so we were blessed to be around that community in central Minnesota in the dairy industry. And from there it kind of developed into I took over my dad's company in 2001. And from there, we did a lot of larger dairies for around our area. They were between 500 to 1,000 cows. And from there, we really got into the nuts and bolts of how those larger dairies operate, what their obstacles are, animal vitality, energy efficiency, maintenance. So that's really where it spurned into a whole lot more of a business.
We look at this livestock comfort system, and you got two things going on here. You have cow comfort, and then you got a producer's bottom line.
Oh, absolutely. One of the key components of the livestock comfort system is the ability to choose the power level by which your entire ventilation system operates at. We have three generic levels, as well as some custom levels for some individual fans. They are max power mode, standard, and efficient mode. Now, standard mode would be as if you just ran it on a relay, on a staging or a breaker or a fixed speed setting. That would be the way the factory designed it to work. Efficient mode is between 85 to 90% of the fan's actual airflow and efficiency, but operates at 45% less power. So you're still getting 85 to 90% of the fan's performance, but you almost cut your bill in half at the peak. So a huge game changer when you're talking about our difficult times with milk prices where we're at. You can literally keep the ventilation strategy of your barn intact, but slash your electric bill. The max power mode is another generic version that is put into place. You can actually get up to 115% of your fan's performance safely. So we'll actually overspeed the fans, read each motor individually, and see the system as it operates to make sure that you have no failures.
I'm sure there's competition out there too.
Yeah, there is a little bit in the variable speed market, but not specifically the way our system is designed. Our entire control system is an UL-listed, service-rated cabinet, so that you don't have the individual components that need to be assembled and put together. Everything comes in a neatly organized UL-listed cabinet. So it's power in, power out to the fans, it's done. Very simple, there's no questions, easy integration, easily retrofitted. There's a lot of rebates available through USDA and NRCS for EQIP grants to be able to get the systems into place and get them up and running fast.
Yeah, and it gives you a little peace of mind, labor intensive, to always keep that barn going at the right way. And this automated ventilation system sounds like the way to go.
Oh, absolutely. Automated and intelligent. Right.
And that's Joe Borgerdine from Genesis Energy Systems. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.